Joe Burrow took 13 snaps on the surgically repaired foot Thursday night, went 5 of 6, and came out with no reported issues. The first live audition for the causes, and it went about as well as a meaningless game can. In July, we said Cincinnati's 9.5 was the rare price our regression rules couldn't help with. No luck in the 6-11 ledger to give back, which made the playoff case entirely causal. A healthy Burrow plus a defense rebuilt by checkbook from 29th toward the middle. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed because camp was supplying the causes daily, with Dexter Lawrence knocking his own franchise quarterback to the ground in practice. Cincinnati beat the Lions 16-14 Thursday night at Paycor Stadium in early rain for the franchise's first preseason win since 2021. A factoid that matters zero and still tells you something about how this one was approached. Zach Taylor started his starters on both sides for the opening series, by design. His pregame framing, via the team's website. "I want our guys to come out in our stadium out of our tunnel where we play week one in front of our fans. Just get that feeling." Ted Karras, who could have sat, went with, "I'm a solidarity guy. I'm going out with my men." Burrow went 5 of 6 for 39 yards on 13 snaps, longest a 16-yarder to Ja'Marr Chase, took one sack, and moved the ball on both possessions, 25 yards on the first three plays, then a 9-play drive in the rain per James Rapien at Bengals on SI. 13 snaps on the surgically repaired foot, no reported issues. That closes the week's entry in the health file, which was half of July's bet. The other half is the bot defense, and last week we told you the watch item, whether the front's dominance travels. The honest answer is partial. Lawrence played 3 snaps in his Bengals debut, Jonathan Allen 3, and no game coverage we can attribute mentions Boy Mayfie at all, so the starters versus starters test still has not happened. What did travel was the unit. Jordan Battle intercepted Detroit's opening drive on a deflection through Isaac Tislay's hands. Rookie edge Cassius Howell, the daily camp file darling, produced pressure, half a sack, and a fumble recovery at the Lions 7. Chris Jenkins Jr. was the best lineman on the field. Rapien charted 5 tackles, a sack, a quarterback hit, and a tackle for loss. And 7th-round tackle Landon Robinson supplied consistent pressure, drew a holding penalty, and split a tackle for loss. Russ Yeast's interception with 25 seconds left clinched it after Luke Altmaier's late touchdown and 2-point conversion made it a 2-point game. And Noah Thomas caught the onside kick. Preseason caveat stated out loud, Detroit sat Jared Goff entirely. Its backups outgained Cincinnati 274-256, and second-wave pressure against second-wave protection proves depth, not dominance. Taylor's post-game read, via the team's website, "It's good to get a win. I thought the defense did a really good job, especially in first half." The camp week around the game leaned the same way. On Tuesday, per Dan Hoard at the team's website, Taylor called this the best defensive line of his tenure. Top to bottom overall, the depth is something that you're really excited about. Before storms chased practice indoors, and Taylor went Caddyshack on his players. "I just kept telling them, I don't think the heavy stuff is going to come for a while." The injury ledger stayed manageable. Last week's soft tissue watch item resolves cleanly so far. Brian Cook and Dax Hill sat Thursday with injuries deemed not long-term, and BJ Hill's ankle is trending toward activation, with sled work in helmet and pads, per Landon Belote at Bengals on SI. The structural names are the real cut-down questions. Ja'Marr Stewart's injury is now identified as a hyperextended knee. Out of the brace, walking without a limp, expected to miss several weeks but ahead of schedule, with coordinator Al Golden saying, "I'm still really excited about Ja'Marr." Plus the torn ACL pair of Eric Aull Jr. and rookie center Connor Liu, who says of snapping to Burrow with the ones, "I'm not concerned about it." Smaller wins worth logging. Joe Flacco threw a 4-yard touchdown to 7th-round tight end Jack Endries, the rookie's first, part of a 3-catch night. That was awesome, catching a touchdown from Joe Flacco, a legend. I play catch with him daily. Evan McPherson, perfect in camp after an 89% season, went 3 for 3, including a 56-yarder in the rain. Colby Young converted a 3rd and 16 with a 20-yard grab. The lone giveaway was Kendall Milton's first-half fumble. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The causal bet asked for a healthy Burrow and a functioning bot defense, and this week produced 13 clean snaps of one and three takeaways from the other, with the only asterisk being that the purchased stars barely played. What would change it? Extended Lawrence and Mayfay reps against Chicago's protection Saturday night at Paycor, and whether Stewart's ahead of schedule knee produces an actual return window. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.